it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
Here's my word. We're ready to go here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of hearing your names mentioned. Well, it ain't going to happen, because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. The programming, the various different devices that you can get. Not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, Bob, let me try and tell people about the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a list of live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio, all downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. All have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and most importantly, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. And you know, as always, we're so very thankful for the service that we receive from the good people of our armed forces protecting our shores and borders. Without them, we wouldn't enjoy the freedoms we enjoy in the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. But up next, we'll set the table for a big hump day edition of the attack on this World Water Day, and then we'll hit the ground running. That's next. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tip off the Wednesday edition right after this short timeout.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. And during Pro Appreciation Week, all pros get gold status with 20% off pro-grade paint, stains, and primers. Plus, 5-gallon buckets of Kills 2 latex primer start at just $69.94. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And during Pro Appreciation Week, pros that paint save even more with gold status. Now through March 26th, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. Denver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Spano and Black Attack tips off for a Wednesday edition here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black along with me, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Let's keep it to 140 characters or less, gang, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. Let's set this bad boy up, and then we'll hit the ground running for this hump day edition with the two biggest humps you're going to find anywhere, Joe Spano and Bob Black. And I guess the place we're going to start is the NBA. And we're going to start by eulogizing one of... He was a controversial but a terrific basketball man in Jerry Krause. He passes at the age of 77, and we're going to spend some time in the early part of the show eulogizing Jerry Krause, talking about his accomplishments, in many ways how misunderstood Jerry Krause was. And that's where we'll start, is with Jerry Krause. Then we'll stay with the NBA, and I want to talk about the latest comments from LeVar Ball and his reaction to those comments, and that's something else Bob and I will cover. And then we'll hit any of the other NBA news really quickly, but the focus of much of the first hour is going to be eulogizing Jerry Krause and presenting a balanced ticket of one of the great executives in NBA history and the architect of those six Bulls championships in 8 years. And then, as I said, move along to LeVar Ball's latest comments and how they touched a nerve with LeBron James. As we roll into hour two, we'll hit the NFL. It looks like the Raiders' relocation to Vegas is a done deal, and we'll go into some of the details there. And in my mind, I think there's some controversy associated with this that I'll dive into and we'll dive into as we move through the second hour. And then we got to talk about Cam Newton having arthroscopic shoulder surgery to repair a partially torn rotator cuff and what that could mean to the 2017 season of the Carolina Panthers. Bob, I understand you're back, so what do you say we hit the ground running, my friend? I guess you're not back. Okay. Well, with that said, Jerry Krause, architect of those six Bulls championships in 8 years, has passed at the age of 77. And Jerry Krause was in many ways a very misunderstood guy. He was universally panned by the media. A lot of times players didn't like him, coaches didn't like him. Michael Jordan had some particular issues with Jerry Krause. Phil Jackson had issues with Jerry Krause. You know, there was a perception that Jerry Krause wasn't a particularly likable guy. And that perception became reality. And the perception was that he wasn't a nice guy. But I read a great article by Steve Rosenblum from the Chicago Tribune that talked a lot about Krause in that he wasn't the horrible guy that people made him out to be. He was just intensely loyal to the Reinsdorf family and to the Chicago Bulls. And as a Chicago native, he wanted to bring winning and championships to the Bulls so bad. So he was very, very driven. And one of the things that turned his players and coaches against him in many ways was the fact that a quote, and it wasn't completely accurate, it was kind of a key word was dropped out of the quote. And it ended up defining in some ways Jerry Krause. And it's a quote that goes back to the heart of his championship drive with the Chicago Bulls. And it was, players and coaches don't win championships, organizations do. That was how the quote was quoted in papers. The realities are, the quote actually was, players and coaches alone don't win championships, organizations do. The alone was dropped, and it forever, in some ways, made Jerry Krause a villain, and it made him kind of the bad guy. Michael Jordan didn't like him. There was the conflicts with Phil Jackson, but he was a well-known scout who scouted some greats in the history of the game, was responsible for the drafting of the likes of Earl Monroe and Wes Unseld and others, and then came to Chicago and built all the pieces around Michael Jordan so that the Bulls could win those six championships in 8 years. So let's present the balance ticket as we always do when we eulogize these greats, Bob. And are you back with us now, Bob? I still don't have Bob. He hears me and I don't hear him. So, you know, let's take this opportunity to present that balance ticket on Jerry Krause. Again, you know, he was a guy, he was nicknamed Crumbs because he was a big eater, and there was always the, you know, the notion, whether it was reality or perception, that there was always donut crumbs on his sweater. And it was done derisively. You know, again, he wasn't a popular figure in the Chicago, you know, within the Chicago Bulls organization. Chairman Reinsdorf loved him because he kept the organization together, was the key architect and decision maker in winning those six championships in 8 years. But again, Phil Jackson didn't love Jerry Krause. Michael Jordan, because of those comments, didn't love Jerry Krause. And all because they dropped one line from a quote in a paper, to a great degree, the perception of Jerry Krause within the Chicago Bulls organization by both his players and his coaches was changed forever. And in some ways, it's unfair. He was a brilliant general manager and before that a great scout who was responsible for unearthing some of the great players in the history of the game. And I think history should remember Jerry Krause that way. Bob, we do finally have you. And what we've been talking about this entire segment, I set the table and then we dove into the passing of Jerry Krause at age 77. And I talked about the fact that, number one, you know, he had the, you know, there was that horrible nickname, that derisive nickname, Crumbs. And mm-hmm. It was given to him because, you know, people would always joke that, you know, because he was an overweight guy and they'd always see the donut crumbs on his sweater. And I also talked about the fact that, you know, because we always present the balance ticket when we eulogize people. We will say unkind things about them if we think they're appropriate, as we're not, unlike a lot of people in our business, I'm not afraid, and you're not afraid to speak ill of the dead. We'll tell the truth. And I'm presented a balanced ticket on Jerry Krause. And I went back to the famous quote that in many ways changed the entire perception of Jerry Krause within that organization. It resulted in Michael Jordan and many of the players not liking Jerry Krause or it was one of the things that certainly contributed to that. You know, the well-known run-ins and difficulty with Phil. And, you know, over time we've come to realize that a lot of people have difficulty with Phil. Big E, great coach, big ego. Jerry Krause, great general manager, big ego, driven to succeed and was incredibly loyal to the Reinsdorf family. But I talked about the quote. And as we move into the next segment, I'll let you pick up on this. You remember the famous quote. Players and coaches don't win championships. Organizations do. That was how it was printed. The actual quote, and I'm reading an article in the Chicago Tribune from Steve Rosenblum. The actual quote is, and I'll get to it in the next segment because I think we're about to jump into break. So in the next segment, I'll get you the actual quote and we'll talk about the difference. This is the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Technical issues, but we're dealing with it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're talking Jerry Krause. And if you want to chime in on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71. You know, Joe, it everything you said during that last segment, and I was hearing it, just wasn't able to contribute. It was spot on right. And you know something, pal? That quote, and again, selective editing, selective journalism, turned what should have been an innocuous statement into something that divided an organization. And
well, let me pay off the quote, Bob. I was never able to give people the other side of the quote here. You know, basically, the quote that was printed was one word missing changed everything. And, you know, basically the quote that was printed was basically stated that players and coaches don't win championships, organizations do. The word that was missing is alone. The actual quote was, he said that players and coaches alone don't win championships. Right. Organizations do. And as a result of that single word being left out of that quote, him being misquoted, it colored the perception of Jerry Krause within the Bulls organization forever and within the city of Chicago in many ways with the fan base of the Chicago Bulls forever, when in all reality he was an intensely driven, intensely loyal to the Bulls, the city of Chicago, and the Reinsdorf family, and wanted nothing more than to bring ultimate success to the Bulls, which he did a great job of doing.
No question about it. And you know, the thing about it, you touched on a lot of things in that last segment. He was very well respected by players and coaches because he knew how to evaluate personnel. You talked about the list of all the guys he drafted, all the guys that he evaluated and brought only, not only to the Bulls, but all the winning teams that he was a part of, you know, some of the greats in NBA history. Nobody worked harder than this guy. And at first, and people forget about this, he and Phil had a very good relationship. They worked hand in glove because Phil understood that Jerry Krause knew talent. And when Phil became the head coach, he worked very well with Jerry Krause as far as who they needed as players, how guys fit together. It wasn't always the stars. It was the secondary guys. It was the Grants. It was the Cartwrights. It was you know, even Pippen. You know, Batman had his Robin. And all of those guys that Krause accumulated that made the Bulls the Bulls. Phil appreciated that. They had their falling out after the winning started. And they started clashing of egos because Jerry had an ego too, and rightfully so. He was very good at what he did. So, you know, the Chicago Bull fans, they owe him a great debt as to how he put that organization together. And like you said, we present the balanced picture here. You know, it's not all about the falling out. It's not all about the organization, how they fell on hard times post-MJ. It's about how this thing was put together and how one word left out of a newspaper quote could be created a lot of division within that, or helped create, to be fair, a lot of division within that organization.
Called the perception of the man for the balance of his career as the general manager of the Bulls. And in many cases, it was unjustified. You make great points as well about, hey, did Jerry Krause have an ego? Sure. Was he at times a standoffish guy? Sure. Was he an extremely guarded guy? Sure. Some of it was just the nature of being a general manager. Some of it was how driven he was. And some of it was his intense loyalty to Jerry Reinsdorf, the Reinsdorf family, and the city of Chicago as a Chicago native who wanted to do nothing more than make sure the Bulls won. And, you know, you mentioned, and I mentioned, some of the guys that he was instrumental in drafting and responsible in drafting during his career as a scout and general manager. Three Hall of Famers in Scottie Pippen, Wes Unseld, and Earl Monroe. He was so pivotal to some of those great Baltimore Bullets teams of the 60s and into the early 70s. He also played a key role in the drafting of four NBA Rookie of the Year Award winners. Again, Earl the Pearl Monroe, Wes Unseld, Alvin Adams, and Elton Brand. You know, in addition, Krause worked to select other NBA stars, Jerry Sloan, Norm Van Leer, Clifford Ray, Michael Cooper, Norm Nixon. You know, we talked about what he did specifically for the Bulls in those to make them the team that won six championships in 8 years under, you know, in the Michael Jordan years. You know, he didn't draft Michael Jordan. Drafted right by the previous regime. But from there, He did everything else that shaped this organization because, let's be fair, the previous regime had Doug Collins as coach and had Michael Jordan in place, and they would go 41-41 every year and get bounced out of the playoffs while Michael Jordan led the league in scoring. That was what they were. They brought in Jerry Krause. Jerry Krause replaced Doug Collins with Phil Jackson, and he already had Tex Winter on the bench. And he all, you know, and he had all those pieces. He had Tex Winter. He had all those key, John Bach, all those key assistants. He brought in Scottie Pippen. He brought in Horace Grant, traded Charles Oakley for Bill Cartwright, brought in Tony Kukoc. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on of the smart and great things that Jerry Krause did for the Chicago Bulls and how instrumental he was in their success. And I think people should remember that instead of, you know, reviling. He brought in John Paxson as well. You know, again, he was reviled by a lot of people in Chicago, and I don't think that's how he should be remembered. Was he a flawed human being? Yes. But he was a great general manager and was so pivotal to the success of the Chicago Bulls. And he helped elevate that team from a team led by Michael Jordan that didn't win games to a team that won 6 championships in 8 years.
Well, don't forget, Joe, the second time around, there was he took a big risk. I mean, people already knew that Dennis Rodman was a nut job within that league. And but the Bulls had kind of come back to the pack a little bit. And he made the move with Will Perdue and got rid of him, who was a serviceable big man, but not great. He never evolved into what they hoped he was going to be. He was not the replacement of Bill Cartwright. He was splitting time. And they brought in Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman was the catalyst that enabled them to make 3 more championship runs. You know, and he counted on the ability of Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan to keep that locker room intact with the volatile personality of Dennis Rodman, and that move paid off with 3 more trophies.
Yeah, well said. Couldn't agree more. That's the balance ticket. Was he a showman? Was he a gregarious, outgoing personality? Was he always easy to talk to, whether you were in the media, a member of the, you know, a member of the organization, one of the coaches or the players? Absolutely not. Did he always make a great appearance? He was a squat and, you know, unsmiling guy, you know, who they nicknamed Crumbs. Did he always make a great appearance? No. Was he a bad human being? Was he this human being that should have been portrayed the way he was, as jealous and petty? I don't necessarily think so. And I do know he was a great general manager. As we said, the architect of those great Bulls teams. We talked about all the great NBA players he was pivotal in drafting. The decision to move out the popular Doug Collins, who, you know, time has shown is not a great head basketball coach, certainly not in the class of Phil Jackson.
Right.
And look at what he did. He was given Michael Jordan, but with Michael Jordan and Doug Collins there, they weren't winning anything. He makes the move to Phil Jackson, brings in the other pieces, and heck, the rest is history. So let's present the balanced ticket and remember Jerry Krause as we should. He passes at 77, you know, and our hearts go out to his wife and his family and those that he leaves behind. He was the architect of these teams. Michael Jordan was the great player. Scottie Pippen was the Robin to Michael Jordan's Batman, and et cetera, et cetera. And those players deserve a world of credit. Phil Jackson was the Hall of Fame coach and a brilliant coach who has so much hardware on his fingers and showed how great a coach he was. But it was Jerry Krause that built this team. As you said, bringing in the controversial and insane Dennis Rodman and winning 3 more championships. Being smart enough to realize that, all right, we're going to let Doug Collins go, but we got Tex Winter and John Bach here. And Tex Winter will teach Phil Jackson the triple post / triangle offense. And John Bach will teach Phil Jackson the Doberman defense. And the rest will be history. And that's exactly what happened. Jerry Krause gone at 77. One of the great scouts and general managers in the history of the NBA. And I hope you all remember him that way.
Yeah, absolutely so. And as we get up against it, you know, the other thing too, Joe, he took a chance. I mean, it's so much in his legacy. He took a chance with European players when European players weren't considered much. He understood that salary was going to affect the NBA in a big way, and that helped alienate him with a lot of the players. And, you know, people forget he was pretty damn good at evaluating baseball talent, too. The guy just had an eye for talent.
Yeah, doesn't he mix into the Pat Williams story somewhere?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Because Pat was running with the Sixers, you know, and then with Orlando, obviously.
No, back in the days when Pat was doing baseball
with the Chicago White Sox.
Absolutely. Jerry Krause was around the Reinsdorf family as well at that time.
Yes, he was.
We'll pick it up right there next on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Absolutely. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talking about Jerry Krause. And it's funny, Joe, you made the connection with Pat Williams, and he... And there was a connection there. And people forget, too, that at one point in time, Pat Williams was the general manager of the Chicago Bulls.
I did forget that. I actually did forget that.
29 years of age. Yeah.
And I know before that, Pat was in baseball.
Yes.
And he was involved in the front office of the Chicago White Sox. And I think he was there for Demolition Derby night and some of the other great things that the Vex had come up with. And... Yep. I know Jerry Krause was a member of the I believe he was a member of the Reinsdorf organization at that point too. I'm pretty confident that these two crossed paths, and I happen to remember when we did our 1 hour special with Pat Williams, I happen to remember him mentioning Jerry Krause, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, again, Jerry, let's present the balanced ticket. One of the great basketball men in the history of the NBA, and not quite the selfish guy that he was portrayed to be, and glory hound that he was portrayed to be, and petty and jealous guy that he was portrayed to be by much of the Chicago media, many of the Chicago Bulls fans, and many within the Chicago Bulls organization. So only in his passing are two guys smart enough to present the balanced ticket on Jerry Krause, and you got it from Spano and Black. Jerry Krause gone at 77.
Yes. Yes.
You say we move on, Bob, and I guess the place we'll go next, I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to go with Adam Silver sending a memo to all 30 NBA teams about resting players and how it has become an extremely significant issue for quote unquote our league in Adam Silver's memo? Or would you like to talk about LeBron James' reaction to LaVar Ball's latest comments? I'll leave it in your hands.
Well, in the big picture, it's much more important what the commissioner is doing as opposed to the reaction of a couple of guys on Twitter going back and forth. And you know, Joe, they have a problem in the NBA. And
we got a problem.
The problem is money. It's always about money. It's always about creating matchups that the public, the advertisers, everybody wants. They understand the astronomical salaries that are being paid, and the players do get that aspect of it in that they want certain matchups to be in certain situations where they're going to get key audience demographics to watch it. Advertisers are going to pay big bucks for it. But what they've done inadvertently is create a situation where the monster is eating the creator. And Greg Popovich, who is nobody's fool, started it back in 2012 by resting four of his key players against the LeBron James Miami Heat. And I'm quoting this directly from the CBS article. And nobody got alerted. The media wasn't alerted. The league wasn't alerted. He sat him down, and the league wasn't happy. And they fined the organization $250,000. From that point on, a lot of coaches have taken their cue from Popovich. Popovich has done it more than other people because he had an aging roster. And he would occasionally sit his players. And it now has become a problem for the league because of the fact that the fans are reacting in a negative manner. If you're spending big bucks to go to an NBA game and you're expecting to see Steph Curry or LeBron James or name the player, and said player or players are not
I'm
in
sorry,
the lineup,
I'm laughing. But I keep thinking back to that Memphis Grizzlies promotion. They were selling a multiple game season ticket pack, yeah, and it was one of those included in this pack. Come see LeBron James and the Cavaliers, and none of them played. They were all rested that night. So you bought this partial season plan, and they included in the package. You know, one of the games that was included was the Cavaliers, and as part of the marketing routine, it was, come see LeBron James and the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And guess what you got? You got Richard Jefferson and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, you could see them. They weren't playing. Look, LeBron's right over there. He's sitting on the bench.
In a suit. Being playing assistant coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, your point about, and that's why I was cracking up, because you made great points about it being about dollars and cents.
Well, let
and
me
it's
throw
the greed
this in
of the owners.
There,
what?
Let me throw this in there on you, though, Joe, because you brought up the Memphis thing. Do you know, and part of it, and it's going to happen again, a ticket holder sued the organization over that.
There's no basis in the lawsuit, because if you read all the fine print on the back of the ticket, it absolves the organization from blame.
But he did sue. You know, it went nowhere, but he did sue them. And it was, you know, it's a black eye. It's a black eye for the league, and it's a black eye for the particular organization.
Here we go, Bob. Here's my thoughts on all of this. Obviously, you made great points about money being the motivating factor. A lot of people in this world are greedy. None are any greedier than those 30 guys that own NBA franchises. Would we all agree there?
Oh, yeah.
And would we also agree that their regular season is entirely too long? And because of its length, the volume of games, its compressed nature, the back-to-backs, the threes and 4 days, all these other things, the length of their playoffs, and everything else that goes into it, it is more basketball than guys can play. And ultimately, at the end of the day, for the very best teams in this league, it is not about winning a bunch of games in the regular season. It is about hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy. Again, so ironically named for a guy who, when he was the commissioner of the NBA, the NBA Finals were in tape delay against the Tonight Show and nobody watched.
You going to snort that?
Exactly. But that said, you know, for the Cavaliers, it doesn't matter whether they win 55 or 75 regular season games. It means nothing to them. At this point, for the Golden State Warriors, same deal. San Antonio Spurs, same deal. The realities are, for those teams, it is not about this 82-game regular season. And their coaches, it's not about winning in that regular season. It is about the ultimate prize. And Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, they will do, and Tyronn Lue, they will do whatever it takes to make sure they achieve that ultimate success, whether it affects the bottom line of the franchises that they employ on one that employ them on one given night for the sake of the greater good, or for whatever impact it has on television ratings or anything else. So if the league really cares about this horrible problem and the black eye that it is on the league and the bad marketing that it is, well, what they will do is find a way to either space out these 82 incredibly long games and put these teams in a position where they don't have to rest guys, or scale back the regular season to the point where they don't have to rest guys. But mm-hmm. we both know that the second one isn't going to happen because greedy owners never give up regular season games, no matter how much it would benefit their product, because they have to give up dollars. The owners won't do it. Oh, and by the way, the players won't do it either, because if we have to give up some money, guess who else has to give up some money?
That's right.
And they won't
go
along for the ride. So the greed on all ends precludes anybody from actually playing less games. So you can either space out your product better so these guys don't have to be rested, or you deal with the ramifications of resting these guys, because the best and brightest teams in this league do not care how many regular season games they win. It's about hoisting the Larry O'Brien trophy in mid-June. That's what it's all about.
No question about it. And you know, Joe, I can take it even a level further than that. I know you'll agree on this. It goes even deeper. Every 2 years, because of the globalization of basketball, it's going to make spreading out the regular season further almost impossible, because there's world competitions. With the continual evolution of basketball on the world stage,
which you've kind of implied that we have to participate in, and our pros have to participate in, so now they have even less time off.
Well, you talked about not wanting to see Richard Jefferson. Guess what? If you're going to London, or you're going to China, or you're going to Moscow, or whatever the circumstances are, whether for the Olympics or World Championships or whatever it is, and you're part of U.S. Team USA, guess what? The fans over there, they don't want to see Seth Curry. They want to see Steph Curry. So you're going to have to be able to balance that. It's virtually impossible to do. And that's what's being left out. And I've listened to a lot of conversations over the last couple of days from players and old school guys who, you know, well, you know, back in our day, we could, you know, walk through the snow and, you know, we had to crank the airplane propeller ourselves, you know, and all this kind of good stuff. Yeah, there's a certain
validity to that. Yeah, but they also were no longer playing in the Olympics once they went to the NBA. International competition didn't exist for them.
Well, I'm not talking the old guys, but even like Carl Malone. You know, he was on the initial Dream Team. But that was just once. The globalization of basketball was just starting.
When and by the way, there was no road trip to London in season, to China, and all this other stuff that these guys deal with.
Yep, and that's it. And I was listening to, they're soft, they got reclinable beds on the plate. Yeah, you're right about all that. But the demands made upon them by USA Basketball and by the NBA, and that's something that Silver isn't talking about, which he needs to be held accountable about. You know,
understand one thing about these commissioners, none of them work for the good of the game. They work for the good of the owners, and the owners are their boss. So that's all. So that's the presentation that they make. And Adam Silver, and I think we'd all agree here, of all these commissioners and all these major sports, is the classiest of the bunch. And I don't think that's a big stretch.
When you compare him
to some of his competition, he's a good man. And him and Michelle Roberts and the way they work together for harmony between the league and their players' association, it's not a contentious relationship. But even Adam Silver, he works at the behest of his employers, which are those 30 owners. And, he will present and put forward and present the message that those 30 owners want him to present. And what they want him to present is everybody's got to play as many games as they can, and we're not playing too many games, and the schedule is well spaced out because nobody wants to give up any money.
Of course. Of course.
They always say greed is good. Yeah. And you're finding living proof of it right here as we hear Adam Silver bitch about the NBA best and brightest teams resting players.
Yeah, no question about it. But, like I said, and you and I are literally – the only people, because I've listened to a lot of conversation over the last couple of days with this, the only people talking about the additional layers of competition that these guys have to deal with. And it's something that's not being talked about that, you talked about the kumbaya attitude between the Players Association and the league. That's something that may come into play somewhere down the line because of the fact that it's a given pretty much that we're going to win one of the three medals in the Olympics. And also the demands on these guys are just ridiculous. Even with the resting, Joe, who's leading the league in minutes played? It's LeBron James.
So there you go. Said it well. Bob, to wrap up hour one, we will say goodbye to one of our favorites. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? What, don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
From Hollywood, almost live, it's The Gong Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host and the star of our show, the incurably outrageous Mr. Chuck Berry.
Well, Bob, what can I say? One of the funniest SOBs and craziest SOBs on the face of the planet. Chuck Barris, creator of The Gong Show, creator and host of The Gong Show, and creator of a whole bunch of other game shows, is gone and we've lost him. I believe he was 90, correct?
I'm looking it up right now. 87.
87 years old. So we lose... We lose Chuck Barris, who was an all-time character, was he not, Bob?
Yeah, he really was. You know, his book, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, if you ever want to get inside of a crazy person, that book is the book to read.
But he was genius. I mean, the Gong Show. And he wasn't going to be the original host of the Gong Show. They were going to play it straight, and then they decided to go with Chuck, and, well, it just took off from there. You know, legendary characters like Gene Gene, the dancing machine, who was a stagehand. Mm-hmm. And that took off. It was a great show. He was a creative genius, not only with The Gong Show, but other great game shows that he created. But he was out of his mind. You know, things I think he thought he talked about being with the CIA and all this other stuff. He was friggin' wacko.
Yes.
But a great mind. But... the unknown sports talk radio host. But boy, he was fun. The show was fun. Chuck Barris gone at 87. Bob, great way to wrap up hour one, hour two. A little more NBA, a lot of NFL. We'll step aside right now, and then we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's no such thing as a Republican judge or a Democratic judge.
Yesterday was day two of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Another 10 hours of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Panel, including on whether he'd have any trouble ruling against Donald Trump or the White House in future cases.
I have no difficulty ruling against or for any party other than based on what the law and the facts in the particular case require.
Gorsuch to return for day three today. President Trump urging Republicans to support the party's health care plan.
And it really is a crucial vote for the Republican Party and for the people of our country.
That's President Trump speaking at a Republican dinner last night, hours after a closed-door meeting where he urged GOP lawmakers to vote for the bill to repeal and replace Obamacare that the House is scheduled to act on tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take advantage of a cash-out refinance to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. In fact, you may be able to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening in Washington, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.6%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
A reward's being offered for information about vandalism at Trump National Golf Club. A video sent to the Washington Post showing five people defacing the California course, then carving the phrase, "No more tigers, no more woods," into the greens. The club is offering $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the vandals responsible. Left out of funding in the president's budget plan, PBS supporters are now bringing the fight over public broadcasting to the nation's capital.
Protesters took to the streets of Washington yesterday to take part in the hands-off PBS rally. It culminated on the steps of the Capitol when participants handed over 660,000 signatures calling for a rejection of President Trump's efforts to eliminate federal funding for public broadcasting. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting received $445 million from the federal government last year, or less than 1/1,000th of the federal budget. Nick Bovey, Washington.
We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are we trying to accommodate something that's easy, or are we trying to accommodate something that we all love, which is a lot more sunlight at night, so that we can go out and do what we do after we get out of work?
Legislation that would keep the state of Michigan on daylight saving time year-round is still under consideration by a state house committee. The Commerce and Trade panel holding a hearing yesterday on the bill from Representative Peter Lucido, who says there are health reasons to stop changing the time.
Our sleep deprivation, as well as the strokes and the heart attacks, disrupted students in school. The teachers all chimed in, and so did the health industry, and said, if it's unhealthy, why is this state doing this?
Airlines across the nation expecting more than 145 million passengers to fly by the end of April. That's according to Airlines for America, calling it an increase of 4% as compared to the same period in 2016. The increase in passenger traffic amounts to just under 2.5 million passengers a day, and airlines say they're adding about 110,000 seats to accommodate the expected increase. The IRS is offering services for Spanish-speaking taxpayers now. The service includes IRS tax help in Espanol, with links to information on a variety of tax topics, identity theft, and tax scams. The new services will also help Spanish-speaking taxpayers check on the status of their refunds and find out if they qualify for the earned income tax credit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at? It's a legitimate question. Well, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country love to hear their names mentioned. We do it every once in a while, but not too often. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, all about the platforms and devices that you can get, not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better to talk to you about it than Mr. Joe Spano.
All right, well, I'll do just that, Bob, and I'll tell them the volume of ways, the myriad of ways that they can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via their devices on this World Water Day. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That website is sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link. And if you go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews that we've separated for you by genre. All that and a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, Smart Radio. All downloadable to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Also, they all have a wealth of on-demand content. And most importantly, all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Indeed, a relationship started by the Jefe, Ron Barr. We continue it to this day. His trips to Iraq and over to the Middle East when times were really bad over there, and then continuing into our trips to Army, Navy, and the work that we do down there, whether it's Philadelphia or Baltimore, and a return to Philadelphia this upcoming year. Hopefully, we'll see how it turns out. But we love you guys, and we hope you love us right back.
Cryptic messages from Bob Black. Bob, we'll set the table for Hour 2 quickly next, and we'll hit the ground running. It'll be a mixed bag, little NBA, little NFL. We'll get into the details next here on The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. And during Pro Appreciation Week, all pros get gold status with 20% off pro-grade paint stains and primers. Plus, 5-gallon buckets of Kills 2 latex primer start at just $69.94. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And during Pro Appreciation Week, pros that paint save even more with gold status. Now through March 26th, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout for discount.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Well, that comes tomorrow. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I'm still getting a laugh out of Chuck Barris. You know, if people don't remember, Joe, he created the dating game. He created the newlywed game. Immensely popular shows in their time. As well as the Gong Show.
Yeah, like I said, he was a creator of a nice variety of game shows. I mean, you know, what else can I say? You know, the litany of game shows that he created was quite impressive, Bob. And you know, he brings back many a memory. And you know, the Gong Show, based on my age and. Based on what it was, you know, was always one of my favorites. I mean, you don't see it much in rerun, but I remember it when I was a kid, and it was crazy. I mean, it was just flat out insanity. And you know, what people don't realize is with game shows, and again, this is completely off the page, but who cares? What people don't realize about game shows, I don't think they notice the subtlety. They get this idea that they film one game show, everybody goes home, comes back the next day. They typically, and you were an actor, so you understand this better than many. With game shows, they film a week's worth of game shows in one day.
Yeah.
It's done a week at a time. And, you know, after probably Tuesday or Wednesday show, depending on the pace of scheduling, they go out for lunch. And back then, it usually they were known to throw down some cocktails during lunch. So if you go back and watch old game shows, and I don't know if it's like that with new game shows. I know they still do them a week at a time, but I don't know if they go out for lunch the way they used to or in the same vein that they used to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back and watch on one of these channels that specializes in showing you game shows from the 70s and 80s, if you watch, they will show them like in order for the week. You know, and if you watch Wednesday, Thursday, and in particular Thursday and Friday show, they're usually somehow completely off the rails because they've gone out for lunch.
Yeah.
And they've come back from said lunch, and lunch wasn't about eating a sandwich. Lunch was about having a few cocktails. You know, you look at shows like The Match Game, which was an irreverent show for its time, with Gene Rayburn, who was crazy, you know, Charles Nelson Reilly, and, you know, the veiled references at his manhood, or lack thereof, as the case
or
may
lack
be.
Yeah.
I mean, there were many a veiled references.
I can tie this into the world of sports for you.
You don't have to. Because I don't care.
The Gong Show among the guests, and understand, some of these people, they were staples.
Do you remember
when
J.P. Morgan unbuttoned a blouse? And
yes, yeah, but they were staples of television at the time. And some of them were legitimate stars. I mean, Jamie Farr was
on MASH at the time.
Right, and you know, Artie Johnson from Laugh-In, Rip Taylor, the comedian, Phyllis Diller, Anson Williams from Happy Days. Steve Garvey was a judge. Don Sutton was a judge.
Well, you know? All I've got to say is this, Bob, and it does tie it into World of Sports. This will bring back a memory that makes you laugh. And if you're not dancing in your chair, you never saw the show.
And there you go.
Now, just to show you how insane. Now, I'm sitting there, and this is on, and I'm dancing in my chair, and I'm doing the Gene Gene, the dancing machine dance. Now, you remember the show well, because you're even older than me. You're so old, you fart dust. But right. that said, and we had another birthday on. So happy belated birthday, and we're glad you live to talk about it. But that said, if you remember, the guy that was Gene Gene, the dancing machine, was a stagehand. He was some guy on the crew. And they would play this music at some point during the show. And all of a sudden, he's in the back, and he's doing this little funny dance. And they're like, and Chuck Barris is like, oh, that's great. Put him out there on stage. And the next thing you know, it took off. And they would literally do about 2 minutes where they just played dun, 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 and he would do that little dance around the stage. And at different points, they'd cut to Chuck, who was completely out of control. I mean, he must have been all kinds of high.
All over the place. Yeah,
I mean,
he's
jumping around, his jacket's off, his shirt's unbuttoned. The three judges are up dancing, and it was just mayhem.
Absolutely.
Like I said, there wasn't enough alcohol and drugs to keep those guys going, because that show was out of its mind.
I thought you were going to stop at alcohol. I was going to correct you. It's funny. There was legitimate talent on the show. I unearthed a couple of nuggets for you here. Andrea McArdle, who was on the Broadway show Annie, she made her a star. She was on there when she was 12 years old. The disco star, Cheryl Lynn, who got a hit.
Got to be real, huh?
Yep. got a recording contract off of her performance on that show. Then, like, second-level guys like Boxcar Willie, you know, the country western singer. Pee-wee Herman was on the show. Bozo the Clown was on the show. Oingo Boingo was on the show. Danny Elfman, Height of the Punk, right? Stanley Williams, the bodybuilder-turned-murderer, was on there in 1979.
He was famous.
Yeah.
I got one better for you.
Ryan Billick was on there.
Really?
Ryan Billick. He did a routine called the Spider Monkey. If we ever have him on, we got to remember this.
Right.
I want to know what the Spider Monkey is, because I don't remember it. Well, and it was a guy, he was a dancer named Danny Locken, and he was in the film Hello Dolly, and he won.
Hello.
Show, and was murdered immediately after the show. He got murdered outside the studio.
What, for the $516.32? I still
remember
the
happened.
The
it
prize.
Happened that night after he taped the show. Got killed. Really strange stuff.
Brian
Billick.
Yes, that is amazing. You have to write that down. Put a post-it note. I'm going to put a post-it note in studio here, and we'll ask him about that at some point. But you named a lot of great acts. Cheryl Lynn, Gotta Be Real, Brian Billick, etc. The best act ever to appear on The Gong Show was only seen on East Coast feed because it was almost live. And the powers that be found out about this act and it never made it to the West Coast version. I will play you the intro to them and the beginning of their act, and then I'll give you some details.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of the girls in this next act says her hobbies are boys and first aid. I guess that means that on weekends, she cruises Hollywood Boulevard in an ambulance. Thanks a lot, Mark. Here she is. Oh, I love this act. Oh, now this has some substance. It's about time we had substance on this show. A fame. Here comes Have You Got a Nickel?
All right, Bob, do you remember this act on the Gong Show?
Vaguely.
All right. It was called Have You Got a Nickel?
Yep, with the Popsicle.
They're the Popsicle Twins. Never aired on the West Coast. No music, no nothing. Uh-huh. These two girls come out in kind of denim short shorts and, you know, tops. No shoes. Neither of them bothered to put a pair of shoes on. And they come out with popsicles. And you can figure out the rest.
Yeah.
You heard, I think J.P. Morgan was one of the judges, and you heard her go for it, and she sounds like she knows a few things. And basically, they spent the better part of 90 seconds just...
sucking a popsicle.
Yes. And if you look on the video, the girl on the right's particularly talented, the girl on the left is prettier. More on the Gong Show at sports next here on The Attack.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, that's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The Spano and Black Attack,
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking some gong show here as we just have fun. And we're talking to Popsicle Twins specifically. And Joe, you know, the fallout, which, you know, a lot of people don't realize what happened after that. As you said, almost live. Number one, it never made it to the West Coast. Number two, a United States senator's wife, who, by the way, was watching the show, had her husband paged on the floor of the Senate and demanded that he make an immediate motion to ban the gong show from television.
But Chuck Bear is introducing this act as great. And finally, oh, I love this act. We have an act with substance.
Substance.
Like I said, it was literally two. I mean, they're teenage girls. They're about 19, yeah. Maybe yeah. They're 20. And they literally come out. What?
Who had practiced?
Yeah. And they literally came out. They didn't even have shoes on. Like I said, no sandals, no shoes. No shoes, barefoot. You know, it was just like they got out of their backyard from sunbathing, you know, short shorts and a shirt. Mm-hmm. And they just sat there Indian style on the stage and did that for 90 seconds. That was the entire act.
Phyllis Diller gave them a zero. J.P. Morgan gave them a 10. I guess J.P. Morgan recognized talent when she saw it.
I would take one to know one.
Some of the other stuff, which was great, man. Two New York City cops who were teaching a class on defusing explosives had to stop the class because the cops were watching the Popsicle Twins. They had to have a 5-minute break.
How I remembered that when you started talking about great acts and you're giving me Cheryl, I'm like, forget. And all of a sudden it popped into my head. I said, I remember the act that was better than all of them. And I went and got that.
It was appointment viewing, man. You know, it really was.
Never aired on the West Coast. I think they had to air a different day's show. Because the calls started coming into the, you know, to the network, and they were all, because back then the network would syndicate these game shows all over the country. And, you know, and it would literally be on every NBC affiliate around the country. You know, as an example, if you go now and watch Buzzer and you watch the old Match Game reruns. Up next on most of these CBS stations, Tattletales with Burt Convy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because literally it was not something that was – they were done by the network, and the network would syndicate them and send them to all the affiliates, and the affiliates would put on all the game shows all around the country.
Some of the talent, the unknown comic, the guy who did his routine with the bag over his head, and he always had fun with Chucky, as he used to call him. There was a great line here, and I actually remember this. He goes, "Have you ever made love to your wife in the shower?" Chuck Barris said no. He goes, "Well, you should. She loves it." Gene Gene, the Dancing Machine, Scarlett and Rhett, Chuck's dressers, Jefferson Beaker and Peter Mims dressed at Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler, you know. And Larry the Evil Villain, Larry and his magic blank, an alleged musician, you know. "I'm going to play my trumpet, fiddle, whatever. What you going to do?" And they do it twice, and he goes, "I'm going to play my instrument instead of playing." Then he would just repeat the audience whatever they were yelling out. It was hilarious. Chucky's Fables, The Worm, the three guys that threw themselves on the floor and wriggled on the ground.
Yes, yes.
And, the Whisperers, the female trio that whispered popular songs. Johann Sebastian Bork.
I don't remember that one.
He would do classical music with an unlit cigar. Nuts.
Who knew Burnt Sugar was on the gong show?
And there you go, pretty much.
You want to tie it to sports, there it is.
Complete insanity.
What do you say we get to something only slightly less insane, and that's LeVar Ball?
That works. Could be the new host.
Who had next host of the show? In about 3 weeks. It's funny. Lately, he has caused all kinds of stir and made all kinds of headlines for ridiculous statement after ridiculous statement after ridiculous statement after ridiculous statement. You know, like I'm going to get $8 billion shoe deal for my three children. And, you know, if Nike or Adidas or Under Armour won't give it to me, well, I'll go make my own shoes. Now, that first of all, the ridiculous is that that won't work because his shoes won't have street cred. Because if they don't have a Nike swoosh on it, a pair of interlocking Under Armour U's or the Adidas three stripes, kids don't want it. So no matter how great a player any and all of the Ball brothers are, if their sneakers aren't licensed and made by one of those three companies, they ain't going to have no cred and they won't sell nothing. So you'll take what the sneaker companies will give you or you won't make sneakers. And he said a bunch of other stupid things that he could beat Michael Jordan in one-on-one. There was a guy who, in his notable college basketball career at Washington State, scored 2 points a game. And he will beat Michael Jordan on one-on-one.
Bennett. That didn't work out too well either.
Right. So he ain't beating anybody in one-on-one. It may be me, because I want much of a basketball player. But he ain't beating anybody good in one-on-one at basketball. He ain't getting $1 billion in shoes for his kids. He ain't starting his own shoe line. And, you know, and generally, and we've talked about it a little bit. I kind of get what LeVar Ball is. If anybody, you know, and I don't like the big mouth puts the target on the kid's back. I don't know. I don't know how much they care. But here's the truth of the matter. The attitude, I understand. Ain't nobody going to exploit my kids but me. All right. I can deal with that. You know, but he is rather annoying and polarizing, and ESPN loves him because every time they do a UCLA game here, let's stick a microphone in front of LeVar Ball.
Yep.
And it works out perfect. He craves the attention that he never got. And, you know, he's using his kids to propel, you know, to put himself on a bigger stage. You know, again, exploiting the kids. And that's what I really don't like about him, you know. He's turned his kids' abilities into him living vicariously through his kids and making it that his kids have to support the family. And also, he's made it where his kids are putting him on the stage. These are all things that I don't like, and we've talked about it a great deal, where these parents exploit these young children. We've seen it over the years with the female tennis players, the 15-year-old Jennifer Capriati. Well, the whole family fortune is hinged on your success. Go get him,
right,
kid.
Right.
And so I'm not a big fan of that. But now he's, you know, LeBron got all bent out of shape over some comments that LeVar made. And these were the most sensible comments that he's made to date. And, you know, you read these comments, they're not inflammatory. In many ways, they're true. And I'll read you everything that he said, so you get it in context. The monsters in the NBA, meaning the best players, their dads weren't that good. They were okay. They were players. But the fact that old Curry wasn't no all-star, wordsmith that he is, yes. He wasn't cold. He could shoot the ball, though. Kobe, I like this on that. Kobe Bryant, his dad wasn't all that. Joe Jellybean Bryant was a pretty good basketball player.
Yeah. Well, so
that's why he's such a monster. You got LeBron. It's going to be hard for his kids because they're going to look at them like, you got to be just like your dad. And after a while, that pressure starts sitting on you like, why do I got to be just like him? Why can't I just be me? And then they're going to be like, oh, you're soft. You're not that good, because the expectation is very, very high. Here's the truth of the matter. Of all the nonsense that has come out of this man's mouth over the last month, most of it which we've been privy to and has been printed everywhere, recorded everywhere, and broadcast everywhere, this is about the first thing he said that has made any sense. And in many ways, he's spot on right. The expectations, if LeBron James' children go into basketball, is very, very difficult. Jared Payton in football, trying to follow as a running back, following on in the footsteps of Walter Payton, Michael Jordan's son, trying to follow in dad's footsteps. This Barry is the Sanders only thing kid. He said the last month or so that makes any sense.
You know, there's no question about it. It makes sense, but he still needs to not say it. And unfortunately, that's the problem with Ball. He doesn't have any filter. And in some ways, it's good. Everybody knows his kid's name. And that's fine if you're looking to market your children. And, you know, we've discussed it ad nauseum. But he needs to not say it, even though it's accurate. And that's where LeBron's right. Keep my kid's name out of your mouth. Keep my family out of your mouth. This is dad to dad. It's a problem now. Doesn't matter whether it's accurate or not. And we both agree that it's accurate. Talk about your own kids. Don't talk about my kids. LeBron's done a very good job. His personal life is pretty much kept out of the media spotlight. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes. The children, very much out of the. It's all about me and playing basketball. You know, right. Don't bother my wife. Don't bother my kids.
Right.
You know,
which
I keep them very well insulated.
Right. And like I said, even though he's accurate in what he says, it's still wrong. Just you don't need to go down that road. And it's not because anything. It's not because anything bad is being said, because it's not bad. But it's just when you start bringing family members into any conversation, if said celebrity goes out of their way to protect their family, which LeBron does, then have the respect for a fellow human being, a fellow man, to keep the conversation on your kids and not on their kids. Didn't need to happen.
You know, Bob, and you're right on many levels. I don't know that LeBron's reaction to this was wholly appropriate. And we'll get into that in the next segment. And then we'll get into some NFL stuff as we move along here on this hump day edition of the Spano and Black Attack. More right after this.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71 or Twitter is more your thing. We're talking about LeBron James's reaction to Mr. Ball's comments. Run with it, Joe.
You know, and I get everything you say. He has no reason to comment on LeBron's children. But when you look at that entire two-paragraph dissertation and you take it in full context, they were having a discussion on, you know, basketball, you know, the children of former NBA players and which ones have success and sometimes which ones struggle. It seemed like the most reasonable and rational discussion that LeVar Ball's been a part of in a long time. That's number one. Number two, there was nothing inflammatory about his comments either. No. There was nothing. This wasn't one of those sensationalistic comments. This was just in the course of an interview. I don't know the question that was posed to him or what or how this came up. And I understand LeBron wanting to be protective of his family, but he didn't speak in less than glowing terms about LeBron or the kids. Right. He didn't bring up their names. He didn't infringe upon their privacy in any way. I mean, you know, I don't even know that LeBron needed to respond. And when prompted to respond, instead of going with the keep my name, because it's not like he was challenged in any way to a one-on-one game, or he implied that LeBron was somehow a bad dad would be putting pressure on these kids. Basically, it sounded like a very reasonable and well thought out and well fleshed out answer to a reasonable question you might have sitting down with this lunatic. That said, I think a more appropriate answer in many ways from LeBron, you know, while I would probably prefer that Lamar not speak of my children in any real way, you know, he didn't give out any specifics and he didn't infringe upon their privacy. And with all due respect, I think my abilities and kindness as a father will help overcome a lot of the issues that LeVar speaks of as far as some of the pressures that may be put upon my children should they choose to pursue a career in basketball like I have. So
yeah,
I think that would have been a better and more appropriate answer for somebody who's as savvy, let's say, as LeBron. You know, getting into a war of words with the village idiot really accomplishes nothing, especially when the village idiot wasn't an idiot this time.
Yeah, well, there's two sides to that sword, though. I mean, your answer is a PR's delight right there. You know, obviously LeBron was emotional about it and fired back. You know, you got to think these things out. They don't always do that. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen LeBron speak. I mean, he seems like a pretty smart guy, pretty nice guy, but not necessarily the most articulate of guys, you know. And for him to eloquent it like you, maybe not. What should have happened, though, and I'll take it to the other side when the question or the comment was made, LeVar Ball should know better. When you're asking...
He's a blithering idiot. He don't know better than anything. He's a moron.
But you know, something crazy like a fox comes into mind. You know, look, you know, that's where you also need to realize sometimes you just don't go there. And that's where I don't know how the question was posed or whether he decided to comment on it on its own or whatever the circumstances were. But you don't talk about other people's kids. And he just should have never opened his mouth there to start out with. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is it going to matter all that much? No. But it's just one of those scenarios where sometimes silence is golden. He should have just kept his mouth shut when it came to that. He didn't say anything wrong. He just shouldn't have said anything at all.
Right. And the thing with LeVar Ball, before we move on, he has no filter and no ability to not say anything at all. He is a showman. He is using the stage that his children are presenting him for his own form of shameless self-promotion and exploitation of his children. And if we ever had a chance to interview him, I'd tell him the same. Whether he hung up or not, I wouldn't care. You know, again, I've seen this guy a million times. Oh, whether he was at his kid's high school or little league game, or one of those dads. The bottom line is his attitude is somebody's going to exploit my children anyway. I think it'll be me. I don't like the guy. I do think he's a piece of crap. And honestly, this is the first time he said anything reasonably intelligent since he's kind of burst on the public scene. And, you know, if I had the opportunity, well, actually, if we had the opportunity to interview him, we'd probably decline, which is not good for ratings, but I don't care. I don't like the guy. I don't want garbage on my on our show. And but if we ended up doing it, I'd take him to task. It'd probably be a very short interview. Or maybe he'd be dumb enough to stick around, and we'd be in a battle of wits with an unarmed man.
As I'm fond of saying. Boogie?
We can do Boogie. We can do NFL. Probably say the NFL. What about the Raiders moving to Vegas? Looks like a done deal. It looks like they're going to move forward to vote on the Raiders' proposed move from Oakland to Las Vegas, which means if the league is calling for a vote and they're bringing in all 32 owners, that means it's probably done. So the Raiders head to Vegas. It's a done deal. It's good for Mark Davis. And in a strange twist here that I was reading on Monday Morning Quarterback, this league is wacky. Yeah, how many times have they screwed the Raiders with the LA thing and everything else, right? Yeah.
And the Raiders.
So now
the
in a make good effort, instead of getting a relocation fee or an expansion fee, well, not an expansion fee, but instead of being charged the, what is it, $500 to $600 million relocation fee that the Rams and Chargers were charged to move from St. Louis and San Diego to Los Angeles, respectively.
Yes.
Somehow the Raiders are only being charged $325 to $375 million in the form of a transfer fee. I wish somebody could explain to me how the NFL works beyond, well, we do whatever the F we want. So, you know,
you just answered your own question.
You know, we screwed Mark Davis enough. You know, here's a $200 plus million olive branch and a positive vote for him to take advantage of his sweetheart deal in Las Vegas, and we're sacrificing a bigger TV market for a smaller one. So, you know, it looks like it's going to happen. Jerry Jones and some other powerful owners like Robert Kraft are all on board. This is going to happen, and I guess it's the olive branch to Mark Davis now that U.S. Bank? Bank of America. Yeah. Now that Bank of America has come forward to help with the financing, it looks like for one of the more undercapitalized owners, this is all going to come together, and the Raiders will be in Las Vegas. You know, there are a lot of logistic hurdles that have to be figured out between now and the vote, and I'm sure, and even after the vote, and I'm sure the vote's going to be conditional on a bunch of things. That the financing is in place, that debt to assets is in balance, that Mark Davis doesn't use the stadium or the team as collateral, which is a no-no by NFL standards because he's not well capitalized compared to these billionaires.
Right.
And, you know, where are they going to play until the stadium is built? You know, are they going to stay in Oakland as a lame duck team, or are they going to go play in Sam Boyd Stadium at UNLV? What are they going to do in the interim? These are all things that have to be figured out. And I'm sure the vote will, you know, the move will be approved, but it'll be contingent upon a whole host of conditions being met between now and a given date. And that'll mean that Mark Davis has to get to stepping. But if I'm the two teams that did get LA, I'm a little bit mad.
Yeah, I'm not too
mad. We screwed over the Raiders and we get it. And we won the power play and they lost. But you just gave them a $225 to $250 million discount on their relocation fee. Where's ours? We took you to Los Angeles and put you back in the number one market twice. Where's our $250 million discount? This is a weird, weird league, you know, with a lunatic for a commissioner. You know, again, another guy smart, dumb like a fox, but again, you know, and 32 owners that are just, I don't understand. There's certain parts of this I don't understand, and I wish somebody could explain to me.
Well, I think I could help a little bit. You know, you have to understand something. the Raiders in Oakland is not a viable situation in any way, shape, or form. Look, the league doesn't want teams moving around at all, hence the fees that they charge. However, you know, L.A. being able to support the teams that they have a different situation altogether in Oakland. It's an antiquated structure. They have no real option to say, okay, we're going to take the Raiders, I don't know, to Portland or Seattle, you know, because Seattle has a team. You know, Portland's not big enough to support it in reality, plus they'd have to go through the whole process of building a stadium and the whole nine yards. Expanding into Vegas works for the owners for a number of reasons. Now that the NHL broke the barrier, there's no excuse for them not to do it anymore. You know, for all the protesting, for all the years, we won't go to Vegas. In their heart of hearts, they wouldn't mind going to Vegas at all. You know, that's number one. Number two, when the Sheldon Adelson pulled out from the financing, everything got very shaky at that point in time for Davis. He had no option in Oakland. There was a Ronnie Lott group that was trying to put something together, but that was a joke. There was no stadium that was going to be built. There was no options to go anywhere. You know, maybe San Antonio, but that was about it. And so they cut him some slack. Now, if I'm the Charger owner and I'm the Rams owner, I'm not too happy about it because it sure as hell cost me a lot of money, and they'll probably be the two dissenting votes. But with that being said,
sure, there'll be a couple of others, not enough to stop maybe, it, but I'm sure there'll be a couple of others.
Right, but, you know, they're not going to be happy about it, and they'll throw their protest up. And then
it'll be said to them? Well, you screwed them out of L.A. Keep your mouth shut. You
know? Pretty much. And that's the thing. I mean, that franchise has been hosed for so many times, part of it from their own doing, because Al was not a likable guy. But, you know, Mark seems to play nice with other people. So this is
except
kind
for,
of their
except
reward.
Except for his barber. Have you seen his haircut?
Yeah, I know. But this should
one bolt fits all.
Stabilize this franchise for the long term. And, you know, when you combine with the fact, Joe, that the franchise is finally getting good again, it's good timing all the way around for the league as well. You crashed the Las Vegas market. You have stable ownership. You have good financing with Bank of America stepping in, because once Adelson stepped out, it looked pretty damn shaky there for a little while.
Right, because Goldman Sachs with him, too, because they're like, we don't want any part of you without him. He's got exactly money. You don't have any.
Right. And you know something? He's a powerful dude. You know, he was whatever happened behind closed doors, he was really angry about it to pull out to the point where he took all his money and all the other players along with him. So the fact that the league was able to get this done, they recognized that it was a tenuous financial situation. They're getting it in there, and they're giving him that operating capital so he's not operating with one hand tied behind his back for the foreseeable future. So,
and they got a heavy hitter in there that's going to head up a lot of the logistics that, you know, Mark's not equipped to handle.
Right.
You know, Sheldon Adelson was going to handle that, and then once he pulled out, they thought he was going to get in the way. You know, fortunately for all parties, it doesn't appear that he does. And I guess the only downside of this for the NFL is you move a team out of market 6 and you move them into TV market number 40. I don't know what that means, but it means something. It's probably something worth discussing as we take you home on this hump day edition of The Attack. We're Spano and Black, no flipping.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. I'm on social media, man. There's a lot of stuff about Chuck Barris.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff. He should have run the Raiders for a while.
Couldn't have done any worse than some. But, you know, they're going to head to Vegas. They got a sweetheart deal stadium-wise. Financial solvency looks like it's in their future. A reduced rate on the relocation fee spaced out over time and all these other things. You know, and there's some good and bad. They've opened up Las Vegas, which is good in a lot of ways, and we've talked about why. But they do move from TV market number 8 to number 40. They will still have a presence in TV market number 8 with the 49ers, of course, but you take the second team out of that market and move them to market 40. That can help, even with moving a team out of San Diego, which is, where is San Diego? It's on my list here somewhere. It's market, San Diego somewhere in the market 28 for TV, and you moved into market 1. So I don't know how all this movement nets out. It looks like the league is ahead because they moved in the NFC from St. Louis to L.A., which means you made huge gains TV market-wise there, 21-1. You moved from 28-1, and then your loss is moving from 6-40, but you still have a presence in market 6. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess it's a net win. And you get stability for a franchise that wasn't going to get any in Oakland. And ultimately, in the future, if you want to open the doors to expansion when the time is right, Oakland can be one of those places.
No question about it.
Let's get on out of here. Great show. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, stay there. Until we do it again tomorrow morning, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Good day, all.